Welcome to Local SEO Today, a weekly podcast dedicated to business owners that cover topics in search engine optimization, advertising mediums, sales and marketing strategies, best practices, and latest trends in the digital marketing landscape. Brought to you by Roger Murphy and John Vong of Local SEO Search, based in Toronto, Canada.
Because we need to be able to pay for good stuff, better training, quality products. It's we're working on things. If it's something needs manufacturer delivery, just work in reverse to say, okay, I know that's the day I got to hit. These are my benchmarks along the way. So it's not waiting the last minute and then dealing with things. The other thing I like, John, in terms of procrastination is because we all know it's aversion behavior. We all have it in school and high school and university, whatever. But if you turn it on its head and say, instead of procrastinating or trying to avoid this behavior, I'm going to write. If you attack it right away and don't procrastinate, it's way easier to deal with it. It's not such a big deal. It becomes a big deal when you just leave it and leave it. Instead, whether it's a conversation you have to have, or whether it's dealing with a supplier or dealing with a client, go right at the situation and deal with it.
Yeah, I talked about that, right? Yeah. Once it's hard and then talk it, just get it over with.
Yeah.
Right? The sooner you get it over with, you will be stress-free. Right? Because the longer it lingers in your life, the more stress you're going to have.
Exactly.
Right? It takes away from the important work you're trying to do.
Exactly.
So, I think number six is overworking, which is a very bad habit. I mean, at the beginning, when you're starting a business, I get it. You're understanding, learning your business, trying to generate more revenue, trying to pay the bills, whatever it may be. But as you mature in your business, as you understand who your clients are, you understand what you're worth, start generating more revenue, you want to put more time aside for yourself.
A balance, right?
A balance in life, yeah. And it's a to look at the metrics differently and say, you know what, it's not just about top line revenue. that's right, you know, we're supposed to pay these people, cars, equipment, cars, insurance, and all these other things. That's right. So we all do it. This is just a refresher to let you know, think about the metrics, make sure you're looking at the right metrics. And we're finding it, right? And we know what's good for you, right? Because every business owner is different. Yeah. As much as everyone wants to grow their business and scale, but do you want to scale smart?
Exactly.
And overextending yourself might not be the right fit at that time, right? I think we're at number 8,
yes,
which is try to control everything.
Don't like this one,
because it is true. Human nature is, I just do it myself. You as a business owner want you to, I'm sure you've been caught, like, you hire someone, you train them, and it's not going, it's not exactly the way you like it, but I'll just do it myself. You just can't run a business that way. You have to plan things off.
Yes.
If you try to do it all, you'll do nothing well. Otherwise, train people. I find the right people, right stuff.
Yeah,
and, you know, running a business at the beginning, I get it. You know, running a business, you have to do a lot of things, right? But as you continue growing, start allocating and hiring people that for tasks that you don't like doing, right? Or you're not strong at doing, right? Focus on your strengths. Free up your time to do things very well that you enjoy doing, right?
Thank you for listening to our latest podcast. Please subscribe.